Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Call Her Daddy. It is Alex, your father, back at it again. I'm really, really, really excited to flashback to this episode. As you guys know, we're doing a little flashback Friday from the past 3 years of my episodes on Spotify. Okay, so Daddy Gang, Anita may have been one of my all-time favorites ever. I remember her walking into the studio and the energy was absolutely insane. We had met at an event the prior week and we hit it off. We were talking about all these sexual things together and I was like, wait, why are you literally the best person ever? She is an absolute icon, pop star. She knows how to twerk. She knows how to talk. She talks about all the sex, relationships, everything you need to know. You want to know how to give a good blowjob? Anita. You want to know how to be good in bed? Anita. You want to know how to sing? Anita. You want to know how to twerk? Anita. You want to know how to be a girl's girl? Anita. Like every single thing, this woman just embodies confidence in a way that I just was enamored with her. So Daddy Gang, get ready. Anita is a sexual, fun, insane episode. And yes, she does teach us how to twerk. So prepare, get ready, sit back, relax. This is a perfect episode to kick off a Friday with a little sexy time with my girl, Anita.
What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Anita, welcome to Call Her Daddy.
Thank you.
Daddy Gang, we are in the presence of truly someone that is just doing it all, and I'm honored to be sitting with you today. Anita is the most successful Brazilian artist to ever come out of the country. Billboard magazine has called her more influential than Beyonce, Rihanna, and Lady Gaga. What the fuck?
No, okay.
No big fucking deal, Anita.
In Brazil, maybe.
I don't know. International.
I don't know.
You also are nominated for a Grammy this year for Best New Artist. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It is like your career is incredible and watching you grow has just been so fucking cool. But I know you from when we met at the Baby to Baby Gala.
Yeah.
I need to hear what your favorite moment is from that event because I know we met like briefly, but we were sitting next to each other. I was dying. You are so funny. You're so charismatic. You have such a personality. What do you remember from that event?
I think our table was so fun. We had like very fun people with us. And yes, we had fun just talking about things that people would never talk in a fancy table of an auction, you know? Dinner? I don't think.
Yes. Anita and I are like, we meet and 2 seconds later, Anita's like, so like, how does your vagina smell? And I was like, oh, hey girl, what's up? And we're like, let's talk about our buttholes and our vaginas as like a corporate Spotify person is sitting directly right to our left. My favorite was also when they, not that like everyone knows the Baby to Baby Gala, but so there's like angels that work at the event. So
oh my god.
So Anita is like chilling and like now it's like towards the end of the night, like people have left, but like people are saying, so Anita's like, you know, girl, like I got an early morning, like I'm gonna dip out. And I'm like, totally get it, I'll be leaving soon. So everyone in the crowd is sitting and they're like, hey, can all the angels stand up? To give people context, it's about 11 women in a crowd of 300. And they go, everyone, all the angels stand up. Anita just starts standing up. She's like, bye, everyone. I gotta go. And it's a dead silent room. And she's like, wait. And I'm like, Anita, it's only the angels.
It's worse than that. It's worse than that.
Tell us.
In my mind, I thought she was calling all the women angels. Stand up, all the women. And I thought all the women was gonna stand up. That's why I stood up.
And you're like, this is the perfect moment for me to like sneak out the back door. Only 11 people of like 300. And Anita literally sits back down. She's like, motherfuck.
That was terrible.
It was a great moment.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. Do you ever find yourself looking at your full wardrobe, but still feeling like you got nothing to wear? Well, gather around, Daddy Gang. Saks.com. You're gonna find instant inspiration for that date night, for that impromptu vacation, okay? Maybe you need a new dress because one of your friends is getting married soon, okay? So if you're looking for a new style or want to build a better relationship with your closet, then head to Saks.com to shop for everything on your agenda. This episode is brought to you by MGM. Daddy Gang, if you've ever seen the trailer for the movie Challengers, especially that one hot, steamy hotel room scene, you know that this is a movie you do not want to miss, okay? Challengers stars the one and only Zendaya, and this has got to be the sexiest, most powerful role she's ever done. She stars as a tennis prodigy turned coach who has former best friends, played by Mike Feist and Josh O'Connor, under her spell. It's sexy, dramatic, intense, and you need to see it as soon as it comes out. See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. This episode is brought to you by K18. Okay, let's be really honest with each other, okay? We have all experienced hair damage. The girlies that dye their hair the most, maybe even blonde specifically. Hi, I see you. Our hair is effed up from dyeing our hair. How about also the girlies that are always curling it, straightening it, and even just putting in a ponytail? We put our hair through a lot. So Daddy Gang, it is time to treat your hair to something good. K18's Leave-In Molecular Repair Hair Mask. I am so bad. Like in the past, I would not even think to put a hair mask in. And this is the shit that we need to be doing, Daddy Gang, to actually get our hair into a better place. We look in the mirror and we're like, oh God, my shit's fucked up. Okay, well, let's solve it. Okay. K18 uses patented technology to reverse hair damage from the inside out, treating damage from bleaching, heat, and more. And it only, are you ready for this? It only takes 4 minutes. You want to know how great K18 is? There are thousands of five-star reviews. They have 25 awards and billions of TikTok views. You can see how much people love this product. So Daddy Gang, bring back your healthiest hair with K18's Leave-In Molecular Repair Hair Mask. It is available at Sephora and salons nationwide. Or to get 10% off your first order, simply tap the banner to shop now or visit K18hair.com and use code CALLHERDADDY at checkout. Let's kind of go back through like your life a little bit to get to know you better. What was life like where you grew up outside of Rio de Janeiro?
So people don't think when they see me or they see like my songs and whatever, they don't imagine that I come from like the communities. It could be called the ghetto a little bit. It's like the favelas. When you go to Brazil, there's like communities, places that like the houses are really close to each other. It's a really like humble place, simple. I come from a place like that. I was born and raised in a place like that. Mm-hmm. My mom used to do the best she could to fake the danger and the bad sides of it for me and my brother. So we all see everything with like this beauty and playing in the streets, things like that. Very, like, in the hood, you know?
Yep.
And, yeah. But she always told us that a way for us to leave there, it's not that we don't like there, but we all want to leave because we want a better life. So she always said that the only way to get out would be studying. And we always did the best we could, like, mm-hmm. studying and doing, like, all we could. And I always loved music. So I started doing music, but also, like, studying everything. I was my own manager for, like, 10 years, me and my brother, we were partners. So it was a whole job, not only from arts, but also like business.
When and at what age did you realize your love for performing?
Since I was a little kid, I was already like singing. And when I was 3 years old, like 4 or 5, I was already singing. And my family used to ask me like these questions, like, what are you going to be when you grow up, whatever. And I always used to be like, I'm going to be famous. I'm going to be an artist. I'm going to have a pool in my house. Blah, 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 blah. That was literally me.
So you kind of always knew?
Always. I would pass by some places that I knew it was like TV places, like studios or whatever. And I used to open the window or go to the bus window and say like, you guys are going to see me. I'm going to work here. Blah, blah, blah. 9 years old. I was always like this personality kind of crazy.
I love that so much though, because I think sometimes you have to have that energy in order to get to where you need to get.
I was sure. It was not that I said like, oh, I want to be. I was sure. I would tell my family where I was going to live, how my house would be, the TV shows I were going to be, the people I were going to meet. I would be like that when I was a kid. I could literally like see and dream about this. And like my family was like, okay, because it was a very humble life. Mm-hmm. So they would never prospect that in my life.
Totally.
So they would be like, okay. And I was like, you guys don't understand. I'm not saying I want to. I'm going to be there.
But like, there's no option. It's happening. Do you guys want to come along for the ride or not?
Exactly.
Who were some artists that you admired growing up?
Mariah Carey was my first one. She was my first diva. I had the opportunity to tell her that. And it was crazy. And then be on the phone with her for hours. That was also crazy. And for me, she was the number one forever. And then Rihanna. Mm-hmm. And now I'm sponsored by Fenty. Oh. I did the Fenty show. I do like photo shoots for Fenty. It's crazy.
Even when you're saying that, like, does it still feel surreal, like how much success you've had?
I think we should always remember, because sometimes, and I think the industry does this to us, they push us to think that we need always more, more and more and more. And I think nowadays with the internet, it's kind of impossible for you to reach everything, everyone, every time. You got to be happy also. You got to take time for yourself also. So I think that this speech that I used to have for my life for many years, like, you can be more, you can do more, never stop, never give up. I was like that. And when I was like that, I couldn't see those things that happened in my life. I would be like, okay, yeah, I met Mariah. Okay, yeah, I loved it, but I couldn't like look and be like, wow. Nowadays, for me, it's like, yeah, we can definitely give up. We can definitely go rest, take a nap, go to sleep. We don't need all the money in the world, you know? A person, the money doesn't mean happiness. And the many, as many number ones you get in your life, that's not going to make you happier or not. So for me, it's like every single thing that happened in my life, I learned how to stop and be like, wow, look at what I did. This is so, and then live that moment again. I got to this reflection when, because last year I got super sick, right? Mm-hmm. Super sick. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't go upstairs at my house. I couldn't do anything. Wow. Literally, for 3 months, I was like, and I thought literally that I was going to die. It was a whole thing. And then I was in the hospital for so long. And then I was like, you know what? I was just working, working, working to reach everything and thinking I still didn't have enough. And now I'm here. And what did I get from life? Like, did I enjoy it? Did I have fun? Did I do nothing? Did I? And the thing that I wanted the most was like to travel, to have more free time. And but today is too much. For you to be successful, you gotta be on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Spotify. It's so many things that you gotta do. We're just one human being.
It's too much.
How can we do all of that? It's a lot. So I'm not up to waste my life searching for things anymore, because I'm almost 30 now. I'm 29, and I do think it was important and amazing for me to do that for so many years. Mm-hmm. But now I just want to rest. If I get more success, amazing. If no, amazing.
It's okay. Your birth name is actually Larissa.
Yeah.
Do you mind sharing why and when you started going by Anita?
So my name, Larissa, is very common in Brazil. Mm-hmm. Anita is a name that there was just one character from a series called Anita. And I wanted to be this girl, because she used to say that she was like an 18-year-old character in this series. She used to say that she didn't like to be just one girl. She liked to wake up and decide which girl she wanted to be. Mm-hmm. Today I want to be crazy. Tomorrow I want to be sexy. And then I want to be pretty. And then I want to be princess. And I was like, that's so cool. Because I don't like to define myself and be like, okay, I'm this.
Yep.
I'm so many things. Mm-hmm. I like to discover every day a new me. You know? And I think people have the necessity of defining you and being like, oh, she is that. Mm-hmm. And I like to be all.
What is the difference between Larissa and Anita.
Oh my God, it's huge. It's huge. I started my career 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. Here in America, I am a best new artist. I'm joking. But I am nominated as best new artist for the Grammys because it's a new career. Mm-hmm. I started from the zero. You know, I left everything and I came to start here again. But 12 years ago when I started there, I created this character because me, Larissa, I'm very shy, to be honest. I'm very insecure. I'm very like, I don't like going out. I don't like socializing. I don't like doing anything, you know? I'm so the opposite of who I am when I'm mm-hmm. in this character. Mm-hmm. And when I created this character, Anita, I wanted a persona that would be completely against hypocrisy, you know, people that are hypocrites that say one thing and do the other, you know, and that's what I wanted to do.
How many languages can you sing in?
I can sing in 5 languages. It's because I sing in Portuguese, Spanish, English, Italian, and French, but French just a little bit. I speak just a little bit, and Italian a little bit.
How the fuck did you learn all these languages?
So I'm going to give a very good example right now. Perfect. Of Larissa and Anita, right?
Okay.
So when I go to interview as Anita, you got to deliver entertainment, right?
Yeah.
So people ask me, how did you learn so many languages? They say, with boyfriends. Whenever I wanted to know a new language, I would date a different guy and like different accents. But in reality, I had, which is kind of boring, the reality, Larissa, I hired different teachers from different places of the world, and I used to leave them in my dress room for whatever commitments I had. So I used to like get 2 hours of glam every day. I would be studying during these 2 hours. The teacher would be telling me, and I would be like studying for these 2 hours.
I fucking love your honesty of like, let me be so clear. Anita is like, bitch, if I wanted to learn Italian, I'm going to date an Italian man.
I'm gonna fuck an Italian guy.
But like, actually, I was just hiring people and they were just teaching me. Do you ever worry that like now being so honest about like the two characters that people will be like, wait, why? What the fuck? Like, this isn't the real you?
No, because I think it's so important for me to have this clear and to understand that I use my character to break rules, to break boundaries and like things that limit us women to do. All women that wants to be free in sex, women that wants to be free in work, whatever. I like this character. It brings to us self-esteem, confidence, and something to look at. Even I do when I'm myself, Larissa, nowadays, I look at me as a character and I'd be like, okay, I think I can get that from Anita and be a little bit more confident about myself. You know, it's so much easier for people to watch a movie and see that character and be like, oh, okay, and understand the actor is another thing.
Yeah.
But they don't understand that musicians, singers, they do the same thing. We do the same thing. There's no way we're bringing the own self, the person that we are at home, the person that we are in family, and bring this person on stage. It's not entertainable. It's not different enough for people to look and be like, oh, this is special.
Who is your favorite person that you've collaborated with on a song?
Snoop Dogg.
That is.
For sure. Because I think him and Cardi B. Because they are so funny. And Snoop Dogg is very like simple, humble. And he's like, everything for him is a vibe. It's all about if he likes you, if he likes what's your energy. If he has something kind of, I don't know. He sees someone and he feels the energy and then he decides if he likes or not. I think so. That's what I think from him. Because I just feel like I can hug him and be there like safe forever. I think he's one of the coolest guys. And Cardi B, she's funny, good energy, like best energy, like high level. I love that.
I was reading the list. I'm like, Pharrell, Missy Elliott, Snoop Dogg, Rita Ora, Cardi B, Saweetie, Becky G. I'm like,
Becky's one of my best friends. Missy Elliott was great energy too. Oh, it was
so good. So good. Okay, Anita, You're also known for your dancing. Okay.
Yeah.
The Anita challenge went viral on TikTok, which I remember just watching these videos and being like, one, how is this not getting censored on TikTok? I can't even like fucking curse in my TikToks. Meanwhile, people are like doing the challenge and like it's incredible watching it. Can you explain how twerking in Brazil is different than twerking in America?
Because it's not even only twerking, it's partying in general. I think here in America, people in the parties, they're more concerned about who they're with, where they're going, what they're wearing. And, you know, it's like the table situation. Mm-hmm. In Brazil, there's no table situation. You go to the party, there's no table. Everyone is just one place. Mass together.
Oh.
To find out, you know. And we love dancing. We love dancing. Sometimes we don't even understand what they are singing. We just want to dance. Sometimes it's just the same lyrics over and over. They just sing a different melody, just same words always. And we love it. We just want to dance. We just want to listen and dance.
What is it like being known for like the way that you dance, though? Are you like so proud of yourself?
It's crazy because in Brazil it started this fever of like, oh, we're gonna do Anita moves, Anita moves.
Okay, now we need you to twerk.
Okay.
Okay, so this is gonna be iconic. I think people will fucking love it. Is this the wrong surface?
No.
Oh my god. Okay. Okay.
So
do you want music? We have music.
No, it doesn't need to.
Okay.
So you just go like you're gonna do a push-up, right?
Okay.
And then you just do a circle. That basically, you're doing this with your knees.
Okay.
And then you focus here in your hips.
What?
So wait, it's like a push-up.
That must take a lot of upper body.
You're doing this, but in this position.
Anita! Oh my god! I could only dream! No, but you're...
This other one is hard, though, when you do like... When you do a circle, but you stop in the middle, so you do a square. This one is harder, like when you do this.
Oh, I feel so creepy. I'm literally like, holy shit. Dude, that was so good. I am like inspired now to go home and like secretly practice it, but like not let anyone know I'm practicing it. But like I will be working on it, and next time I see you, maybe I'll have a little move to bust out.
And do you incorporate these into your sex?
No.
No.
It's not just a dance. When the guy asks me to dance, I go like, dance first. He's never going to fucking dance. So I'm like, what the fucking question is that?
Right. You're like, I'm not performing. Like, we're
exactly.
On a date.
I get to like,
it's so annoying.
I'm like, dance first. You dance, I dance.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. Do you ever find yourself looking at your full wardrobe, but still feeling like you got nothing to wear? Well, gather around, Daddy Gang. Saks.com. You're going to find instant inspiration for that date night, for that impromptu vacation, okay? Maybe you need a new dress because one of your friends is getting married soon, okay? So if you're looking for a new style or want to build a better relationship with your closet, then head to Saks.com to shop for everything on your agenda. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Daddy Gang, what are your plans for the summer? I want to probably sign up for a couple excursions with mats, really put myself out there, do something I don't usually do. But when you want something, you got to just go for it. And that applies when you're hiring for your business. ZipRecruiter can help you snag the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And luckily, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/daddy. Got your eye on a rock star candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter, Daddy Gang, and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/daddy to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/daddy. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Are you currently single or in a relationship?
I'm single, completely single, and not looking for anything.
I love
and
it.
So happy with myself, and I don't have sex in months. So many months. I don't even remember the last time I had sex, to be honest with you.
Are you just masturbating?
No.
Like, I'm celibate.
Listen, I didn't find anyone special enough that I would think, like, okay, this one deserves to come here. And right, I didn't find it yet.
You're spending time alone.
But I was crazy before. I used to, like, fuck even, like, one person that would cross me on the street, I would be like, you, come here.
Stop.
I would be like that.
How did you get that confidence? Just, like, go up to people.
Because I was living Anita 24/7 of the time.
Do you have a type of guy?
No.
Girl?
Breathing and alive. I don't know. There's something inside that comes. And this something, for some reason, I can feel it. And then I'm like, So there's no type. I can literally show you three different ex-boyfriends and you'll be like, what's the sense between these people?
I love that, though. What do you think is, like, something that you're most attracted to in a person?
I think when they're funny. Mm-hmm. I love when they're funny. Mm-hmm. You make me laugh. I'm like, I love it. And
that's so good.
When they are confident, mm-hmm. a little aggressive, but in a good way.
Uh-huh.
I like when they are aggressive in a good way, not like abusive relation.
Have you found yourself in any like abusive relationships?
Oh, yeah. Terrible. But I needed just once and then never again. Like in 2 months after this one guy I had, like for a year and something.
Wow.
I can look if I'm starting with someone. In 1 month, I can feel it's abusive and I'm like, out.
Can you try to give, like, if people are listening that are like, fuck, like, I think I may be in one. Like, do you have any, like, signs or things to look for?
Yeah, because in the beginning, they let you feel very uncomfortable, you know? And then they start to make you feel insecure about yourself without saying. They don't say you are less or not, you know?
Yeah.
They just make, they point, it's like they point things in other people that they are actually talking about you, but they pretend they're not. And then, oh honey, I'm almost a psychologist. I look and I'm like, okay. And then I start bringing shit over for themselves to think.
So you mean like they'll point something out in someone in a room?
Yeah,
that
for
like
sure.
relates to you or is like what you don't have?
Or just say like, you see, that's so bad. Oh my God. Kind of like to guide you how to not be.
Are you usually the one breaking up with people or they?
Yeah. I am. I need that to change, though. I think that's why I'm waiting so much. I want things to be different.
Got it. What is, like, a deal breaker for you in a relationship?
When I feel suffocated.
Mm.
I don't like that.
Mm-mm.
Or when... I think when I feel suffocated is the number one thing. Like, when the guy doesn't let you breathe and, like, jealousy for no reason, you know? Like,
too much.
Come on. Or needy, like, I miss you. I want to talk to you, like, 24/7. Come on, give me a break. Give me a time to breathe.
Right. There's give nothing me- more, like, unattractive, which I get it, we're all insecure. But being in a relationship with someone that's so insecure about you in the relationship, it's, like, such a turnoff. You're like, can you just, like,
yeah.
get into therapy, muster the courage?
Or, like, when the guy tries, he's selfish. He tries to say he's doing things for you, but he's actually doing for him. He doesn't want to be alone. He is needy. He doesn't want to stand with himself alone, but he says that, oh, no, I'm doing this for you. Come on, you're not. I want to be fucking alone.
Yeah.
For a little time.
Can you give advice to women listening that are like, okay, wait, Anita, you have not been with someone. You're not hooking up with people. Like, how are you so comfortable being alone?
So, everything started, and I hope people don't need that to change lives, when I got sick. That was like, when I was in bed thinking I was going to die, I started to look over all the things in my life. Mm. And I started to see all the things that I didn't want to repeat again. It's not that I don't want to have sex with people anymore. Please, God, I'm down. I'm open. I'm free tonight. I'm just saying that... I'm rethinking the reason why I used to do things and how I was doing things, and I want to do differently. I don't want to have sex with a guy because I want him to fall in love for me, or because I don't want to lose him. I want to have sex because I feel like doing it, because I feel like this guy deserves my, this queen going to, you know, I don't know. And before, I didn't used to like staying by myself. I used to just like need friends every time in my house, friends, every time I needed people.
Yep.
And now I don't need no, but I can be alone like this for days. You know, cook my own food and be like, life is beautiful. I'm just here chilling. And I feel like we need to ask ourselves, why are we scared of the silence? What is inside of us that we don't want to listen to? You know, what we don't like about ourselves that we don't want to face it. I'm not saying I regret the thousands of people I fucked. I'm just saying right now, I don't feel like, maybe next month I feel like fucking thousands of people again. Just now I just feel like,
not right now.
Is it worth it?
I remember I went through almost, this is, I've never said this, I almost went an entire year in my 20s where I did not have sex. And I was like, totally happy.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Like, it was like just like a reclaiming moment for myself of like, I need to just figure my own shit out, and I don't need any penis getting in the vicinity of me while I try to figure
I kind of want, but it needs to be a great penis. It needs to be a penis plus a brain plus a tongue plus so many things, you know. It needs to be like a mix. Because it's a lot of work to have sex. For me, it's a lot of work. I like to put a show on.
Oh, you do? Can you give us some tips, Anita? Like, if the girls are like, what do you mean put a show on? Like, give us some tips. Like, what's your go-to?
Because I like to enjoy myself. I like to feel like I'm, like, dancing and performing.
Is it a deal breaker for you if a guy is not good at, like, eating you out?
I teach.
I love you.
I would teach. I would say, come on, let me say something. Do this, do that. And I don't like when they go like this. Look, they put the tongue very hard and they go like. And, and it's like, you go like.
Right.
Oh my god, I don't like that.
Right, it's just like a little like slithering and you're like,
it's so bad. What? I was this day these days. Oh, by the way, I didn't have sex with guys this whole time. With girls I did have. So I was teaching this friend of mine how to eat a pussy these days. And she was like, "Oh, it's that easy." And I was like, "Yeah. I came in 3 minutes. She came in two."
Wait, you were practicing on each other?
Yeah.
And you're just friends.
Yeah.
There was no, like, sexual connection.
Oh, no. I was just teaching her.
So you just, like, took off your pants. Like, here's my vagina. Let me teach you. Fuck. Okay, like, we need some tips. If without taking off your pants and us doing it, do you have any, like, one specific thing that you can adjust for the men or women listening that could maybe just, like, help achieve more orgasm?
I will say, first of all, for girls, for whatever, guys, girls, to eat girls. Personally, I think it's kind of different for each girl. I don't know. The things I like can be different from the things other girls like. Me, personally, when I'm doing that with the girl, I go nice and slow. I do circles, and then I just do up and down, and I do side by side. But, like, slow and wet. And not like you're eating a pasta. It's just like you are an ice cream that is cold and you cannot freeze your tongue. If you go like, you're gonna freeze your tongue, you're gonna feel like ice cold. And I just go nice and slow, and then I put a finger on it, and I don't put the finger on it like, you know, I just put it like nice and slow, small movements, and like just smooth. You know, and then, like, I don't go in the crazy side by side. Or like,
I just go in a smooth, keep going with the flow, you know? And the girl is kind of going to guide you. And then you can just put the finger in the beginning of the entry of the vagina. You don't need to go all the way down there. And it's not because the woman squirt that she came. There was this time this guy made me squirt like 20 times and I was not coming. I was like, this doesn't mean something is happening.
Men that are obsessed with getting a woman to squirt, let me look at me in the eyes of this camera. Stop.
The next day, it hurts.
Oh, it hurts so bad.
Come on.
I think sometimes men forget, like, would you want us, like, jackhammering your dick?
Yeah.
No. You like when it's, like, very wet and, like, you don't need it to be, like, let's fucking go. Yeah. Imagine we did that also dry. You would have rug burn. Same for us. Okay? Yeah. Same for us.
There is also, like, with guys, what I do, let me try to give an example. I always use oil when I can, when the guy's not full of, like, because some guys are like, oh, you're using the, I love using lubricant, love it. And some guys think it's because they're not doing a good job. Shut the fuck up. It's just more pleasing.
Yes.
If you use lubricant. I put the lubricant, I'm going to teach you in this bottle.
Okay, here we go.
I put the lubricant and then I go like this. First of all, I go like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is one movement. And then you're going to do something. There's something you can do that they're not going to understand what you're doing. You could tell him to close his eyes. You're going to do this. You're going to hold here in the bottom and you're going to do this. With the hands like this, you go down and circle, down and circle, down and circle. And then you go up and down, up. And you do this, but up and down, up and down. And you do this. Dun, dun, dun. He's going to be like, what is happening? But you should put lubricant on it. But you go like this. Don't do this. It's like, go up and down. Don't let it go. Just open up and down. And you do this, open and close, because then you're going to switch the pressure on it. And they're going to be like, what is she doing though? But you got to put lubricant on it.
Right. So you're kind of like massaging down past their tip and then around their shaft while you're holding the base.
Yeah, like this.
Oh, that's magical.
And then they get super confused because it feels like a blowjob, but it's not. And then you, for the blowjob, I like using things that you put in your teeth to fix it. Plastic.
Yeah. The Invisalign.
Kind of. Yeah. There's a bunch of brands.
Yeah.
If you use the one down, just the one down, life changing.
Really?
Because it feels like you don't have teeth.
I need a...
It feels like you don't have teeth. You can try.
I just added that to my Amazon cart while you were
You
speaking.
Can ask them.
Wow.
They're going to feel like you don't have teeth.
And just on the bottom.
Because it's going to touch the... Yeah, because it's on the up too. It's going to look weird.
Yeah.
If you use only on the bottom, they're going to feel like you don't have teeth because you can touch as much as you want with this teeth here because it's not like aggressive. It's like smooth as the plastic.
This is an educational podcast today. Okay. We are educating.
But this
masses.
Is bad. They don't like it. Like, ooh. The brand of the dentists, they will try to kill me. And they're the going to say I'm... bullshit, because I try to say that in Brazil. Wow, they wanted to kill me.
Wait, I feel like they would love it.
They wanted to kill me. No, that's not the purpose. This is health for people to take care
right.
of.
Right, while you're sucking dick, you're also aligning your teeth.
But people don't want to know about that. They don't do blowjobs. They just were born from sand spirit that came, and so everyone is virgin.
Today, I am claiming that this is a great technique. And you can be fixing your teeth while sucking dick. Nothing better.
I wouldn't say that. I'm not a dentist. I'm just saying, if you want to try, you try. If no, it's okay.
Totally. If you already have one, pop it in. See how it
dentists
works.
Hate me because I said that in Brazil. They hate me.
Dentists?
They what? Do. Because I said it's good when you use it, but... They hate it. They don't like that I said that.
They're the virgin dentist. They need to fucking relax.
Baby. This episode is brought to you by MGM. Daddy gang, if you've ever seen the trailer for the movie Challengers, especially that one hot, steamy hotel room scene, you know that this is a movie you do not want to miss, okay? Challengers stars the one and only Zendaya, and this has got to be the sexiest, most powerful role she's ever done. She stars as a tennis prodigy turned coach who has former best friends, played by Mike Feist and Josh O'Connor, under her spell. It's sexy, dramatic, intense, and you need to see it as soon as it comes out. See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. This episode is brought to you by Corona, the official cerveza of La Vida Más Fina, aka The Fine Life. If there's one thing the Daddy Gang knows how to do, it's live the fine life. I'm talking rooftop parties in the city, weekend getaways, long summer lunches that stretch from midday till the sun goes down. Corona brings relaxing, refreshing vibes to every occasion. Get yours today at ordercorona.com. Drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Once, when I was 18.
How did you find out?
Oh my God, online. A fan told me.
No.
And twice. Once was a fan told me. Second one, I pretended it was a fan because I actually dreamed about it. I dream about a lot of things that actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this one time I went to sleep. This boy, I lended my car to him. He didn't have a car. I lent my car to him. I was already a singer. I was performing somewhere else. He went to the place. And when I went to sleep, I literally went to, like in my dream, I went to the club he was. I saw him kissing the girl. He was wearing blah, 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 ta da da da. The girl was wearing ta da da da. And it was so clear to me. And I know I have these type of dreams. So I didn't tell him I dreamed. I said, hi, a fan took a picture and sent me. You were with this girl. You were wearing blah, blah, blah. She was wearing blah, blah, blah. And then he was desperated saying, yeah, I'm sorry. Blah, 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 blah. After months, I told him I dreamed it.
Have you ever got caught cheating?
No, I'm so smart. I am so smart.
How do you feel about sex on the first date?
I don't care.
Yeah.
If I feel like I do. You just be yourself. And if he likes you, amazing. If he doesn't, it's because he's an asshole. And not that he's an asshole. He doesn't match you. And you just want him because of you think you need him for something, but you don't.
I love that advice. It's like, if you're good with yourself, who gives a fuck?
You don't care.
It doesn't matter.
There was this one time, this one guy I went on a date. After it ended up not happening anymore. I was like, oh, he doesn't want me, blah, blah, blah. And then after 2 weeks, when I was like better with my therapy on point, and I was like, what the fuck I was doing with that guy? He makes no sense. He kisses terribly. His kiss, bleh. I was like, where the fuck did this guy learn to kiss? It was like, bleh, 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 bleh. It was a terrible kiss. The sex would be even worse. Why I was caring so much? It was it's just our fear of being rejected. It has nothing to do with the guy. We don't even care about the fucking guy.
So true.
Has nothing to do with the fucking person. The person sometimes is shitty.
Yes.
And we are concerned just because we don't want to feel rejected.
I also think a good bit of advice is pretend in your head. Imagine if they were obsessed with you and they wouldn't stop hitting you up. Then now assess, would you actually like them? Like, if you're coming from a place of like, they don't like me, I want them to like, that's just the chase and we get addicted.
No, and then he texted me and I was like, no, thank you.
Like, you kiss like a frog.
I was like, no, today I have my mind so on point. No, thanks. Some people, you just go with them because your mind is not on point.
Right? And then you wake up one day and it's like, alleluia, what the fuck?
What I was doing with that person?
It's so crazy too when you look back and you're like, oh, I can't believe I was fucking obsessed with that guy. He fucking sucked. Yeah, sometimes you just need to like step away from it. How do you feel about sharing nudes?
I don't do that.
You don't?
No.
Is it just because you're nervous because like you're a celebrity?
Before, yes. Nowadays, I just think it's... I think it's more sexy when you're wearing like panties or something that is almost showing but it doesn't show. I think it's more sexy. It plays more with the imagination, to be honest.
I love that.
Or like having a hand on it, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's more... Even a picture of a dick, it's not beautiful. Come on. Getting a picture of a dick... Let's be honest.
It's not
Let's
great.
Be honest.
It's not great. You're like, oh, there
like
it is.
Like when you see the guy naked, like, it's not hot. That's not hot.
What
guys.
Are you responding if a guy sends you a dick pic?
I'd be like, I sent an emoji or something. I don't know. I'm like, that's not it. I don't know. I don't feel anything with that.
What emoji?
The eyes, you right. know, these two eyes that look like that's it. It kind of doesn't say anything. It's just so, not to leave the guy in red.
I kind of love it though, because then it could make him a little insecure of like, wait, hello? And you're like, that's all you get. That's all you get. Do you like sexting?
Sex what?
Sexting, like texting, sexting.
No.
No, me either.
All these things for me are just not. Mm-mm. I like the real thing. Come on. Come Thank here. You. Let's.
Yes.
Not the sex. I like the little horny talk.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But not the sex, like, I'm going to put my dick, put in your pussy, and bang it 20 times. I don't like that. I like the little horny thing, you know?
What intimidates you in the bedroom?
What intimidates me? A huge, insanely huge dick trying to put it on my ass. That's very intimidating. When the dick is like... huge,
it's so
and
scary.
It's trying to go in your butthole, it's kind of not good because you're so scared. This one guy I saw, I was like, okay, I think I'm gonna try here. And then his dick was so big, and I was like, listen, I'm scared. And then he said, relatable. Why? And then I said, this is something I don't think I can handle right now. At this moment of my life, I cannot handle this, I think.
Check back with me in a couple months.
And then we just talked and cuddled and it was it.
Have you ever had a threesome?
Oh, so many times.
Do you enjoy them?
I do. I think it's cool. I like it. I think it's more... But you have to be very aligned with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah, I have threesomes, four,
six-some.
I had a boyfriend that used to like to like switch couples and all.
Do you like the swapping thing?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
He was very like comfortable, and but people, he always let me pick, and it was just fun. It was very cool and respectful and fun.
Did you ever get jealous?
Oh, no.
No.
I'm not a jealous person. I'm jealous if I don't feel respected.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't feel respected, I'm very... I get... Not even jealous, I get angry.
Mm-hmm. I think that people that want to potentially do threesomes or foursomes or orgies or whatever, like, I think you need to know yourself before you do that. Of like, if you're a jealous person,
yeah,
don't fucking do it.
Do that, yeah.
Know yourself. Sometimes people, I think, do it for their partner. And it's like, if you know your relationship, don't do it just because you think he or she wants to do it.
Yeah, that's a big issue, to mm-hmm. be honest. Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah, I think you need to be very friends with your partner mm-hmm. to make sure. He also, there was this one time, and threesomes also with guys, but he wouldn't be with a guy, just me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was super comfortable with that. He picked it and it was cool. I liked it, to be honest. But he... let me feel free with that.
Do you like to use toys in the bedroom?
I do. The guy gotta be confident though.
I know,
but I do.
Me too.
And that's why I did my line of perfume, like mm-hmm. when I did that, it was more about like I was doing concerts
And obviously, I'm performing for like 2 hours. And Carnival is like 4 hours performing nonstop, even 7 hours I've done. And when you finish, you don't smell good. So let's just have a real talk. A butthole smells like butthole. If you go in the end of the day, you put your finger in the butthole and you smell it. It smells like butthole. It's a place that is there, inside, locked, in the dark, warm, hot, doing this the whole day. This is gonna sweat. It's like under your arms. There's no way. You're gonna sweat. You're gonna smell. It's there, inside of your whole clothes. So I was like, I don't like, I'm obsessed with smell, right? And I was like, I don't like smelling like sweat in my butthole. And then a friend of mine told me, oh, I'm going to do something for you. And she did this perfume and I used it. And it was like, I was smelling great. Even if I went to the Sahara Desert and I did a music video there, it was like 42 degrees Celsius. And it was so hot. I was wearing like a jumpsuit of plastic. I was sweating like crazy. And I was still smelling good. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make this like professional. And then I did it. And you just smell amazing. Your pussy and your butthole smell great the whole time. And then I give it to the guys that I'm with. And they put in their balls and the dick and the butts too. They smell great. For me, it's such a like a turn on. I love it. After I got this product, something I always done was like to forget, oh my God, by accident, my panties at the place.
So they smell so
and
good.
And smells insanely good, like strawberry or whatever, cotton candy. And this guy, obviously, when you leave, guys, pay attention. He will smell the panties. He will smell the panties. He wants to know. And then he will smell the part that your butthole is on it. And it's not going to smell like butthole. And it's just heaven. They always come back.
Anita, you're giving us everything we need today. Okay. There's so few people that you can just like have an open conversation like this. Talk about your sexuality, your sex life. What do you want people to know about you as an artist and an individual if they're watching today and they're like new fans? Like, what would you want to say?
I would say definitely what I said here. Like, I think I'm an artist that fights against hypocrisy, mm-hmm. you know? That's the artist I like to be mm-hmm. about everything, not only sex, but I bring up subjects, which is like, talk about my plastic surgeries, talk about sex, talk about poop, talk about things that we all do. And for some reason, we live our lives pretending we don't.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't understand what's the type of insecureness or, I don't know, that make people live in this fake world that just pretend life is this 24/7 glam.
Knowing more about you now and knowing how hands-on you are with your craft, like, you are running the show, you're your own manager, you do everything, I really respect you, and I cannot wait to see what you do next, and I can't wait for the new album and all the things. You deserve all of it. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. I loved it. I felt really at home. I hope people like it, and I loved meeting you. You have great energy.
You do too. Love you.
Okay, real talk for a second, Daddy Gang. Sex is great. We know that, okay? But sex isn't always perfect. And if you have unprotected sex, you have the power to choose what's right for you in that moment. If not getting pregnant is the goal, Plan B emergency contraception is a great backup plan. Because listen, getting wild in the bedroom can be fun, but feeling out of control afterwards, not so fun. With Plan B, you can take control of your body and your future whenever you need a backup plan. It's important to remember to take Plan B as directed within 72 hours after unprotected sex, and keep in mind that the sooner you take it, the better it works. With Plan B, you've got this, and I've got about you, Daddy Gang, with a special $10 coupon for your next Plan B. Visit planbcoupon.com/daddy to get $10 off your next purchase. That's planbcoupon.com/daddy to get $10 off your next purchase. This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy Gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.